How did you become interested in ETDs?
Well, I met Dr. Joseph Moxley at the University of South Florida, where I was attending graduate school, and he suggested to me that I use a pilot project that he had gotten started at the university as the subject of my dissertation. And this pilot project included 33 graduate students who would be creating electronic theses and dissertations to present the research for their doctoral degrees instead of print dissertations. And I could be a participant in this community and observe the community and do an ethnography in a very general sense as the subject of my dissertation. And so I decided to go ahead with it and became involved in the project that way.
What do you consider to be the state of ETDs today?
Well, as I mentioned in my earlier paper published in CNC, the international community seems to be quite a bit more taken with the idea of putting dissertations up online for access by the global scholarly community, especially developing countries, making that scholarship available to them and also providing opportunities for their scholarship to be made available to the rest of the world. The reason that I think that the international community is more interested in these notions is that the United States universities seem to be much more concerned, overly concerned, I think, with intellectual property and owning their scholarship, and they simply do not seem to have the attitude of sharing which is more prevalent in the international community. And I feel that this is the case because the international community is, of course, not the U.S. Much of the international community does not have access to the kinds of research tools and funding that the U.S. has. And so they have been unable to share in the good fortune of the U.S. in having access to these tools and funding. And they are more willing to share what they do have because they have experienced the deprivation that they have over the years in terms of getting access to what amounts to very expensive print publications, books, journals, articles published in collections, etc., and placing research on the web, freely accessible to all scholars, is an idea which is much more in line, I think, with their attitude toward sharing information rather than hoarding it and claiming a natural right to their own research, as we do in this country, and staking that claim on copyright law.
Where do you see ETDs going in the next 10 years?
Well, I see them moving now into Africa. The Network Digital Library of Theses and Dissertations recently held a conference in Berlin at the University of Humboldt, and there were present there, funded by several corporations, the representatives of several African universities who are very much interested in getting their scholarship online and gaining access to international scholarship through a large international database of electronic theses and dissertations. They were funded by corporations such as Sun Microsystems, Cisco Systems, and IBM. They were also funded to attend the conference by UNESCO of the United Nations, and they seem to feel almost as if they were, as they put it, on another planet in the presence of all of the technology at the University of Humboldt, and were telling us stories about how students had to travel in Africa long distances simply to type a manuscript to be published in print on an old typewriter somewhere. And, here we were working in state-of-the-art libraries at the University of Humboldt with the latest technological equipment, and they were simply amazed and very much wanting the assistance of the international community in taking their rightful place in the world of scholarship as a developing continent. So I'm looking very much forward to the direction that electronic scholarship is going to take in their community, because as so many developing nations will, they are going to bypass the technology of print in the area of scholarship in ways that we have not. Their cultures and their academic cultures will not be influenced by print to the degree that ours was, because they will be moving basically from a state of having no repository of information available to them that they have generated themselves to an electronic repository of information. So I think that'll be a real fruitful field for scholarship, for people like me who are interested in this evolving genre of the electronic thesis and or dissertation.
For someone who is new to ETDs, do you have any suggestions for resources for them to learn more?
Well, yes, there are several resources available online. The site known as the Network Digital Library of Theses and Dissertations, which is housed on servers at Virginia Tech University, is the best location to begin finding out about ETDs. And then there is an ETD guide, which is published by the NDLTD and UNESCO, funded by UNESCO of the United Nations. Their website, the UNESCO website, is also a good resource. The guide that I mentioned previously is there for librarians, administrators, faculty, and students who are interested in a very detailed overview of what it takes to start an electronic thesis and dissertation initiative at their individual campuses or as part of their own scholarship project and in their libraries and in their own digital collections. And it is the place to go for the answer to just about any question that you can imagine. It's a huge site, though, the ETD guide, so be prepared to spend a lot of time navigating it.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss?
I guess I would just like to, reiterate my concern and the impetus for my being a part of this initiative, this international initiative, and that is the sharing of information with all countries, all scholars, considering the work that we do to be more of an obligation to provide information than a way to achieve status for ourselves as elites within our own separate scholarly communities. And I feel that the Network Digital Library of Theses and Dissertations International Initiative is one way to accomplish these goals for me.
That's it. Thanks.